Hello, it's Friday, November 13th. This is the Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville. I'm Erica Butler. Coming up today, hearing some of the voices from Thursday's protest on sexual violence at Mount Allison, and a first look at the university's immediate action plan to address student concerns. But first, the COVID update. New Brunswick reported one new case of COVID-19 on Thursday. Someone in their 30s in the St. John region tested positive. Public health has determined the case is travel-related. The number of active cases is now 13, with one patient in intensive care. No other new cases were reported in the rest of the Atlantic provinces on Thursday. It's been 28 days since the last positive case of COVID-19 at the Manoir Notre Dame in Moncton, prompting the region's public health doctor to officially declare the outbreak over. The outbreak, which was declared on October 6th, included a total of 44 cases. Of those 44, 22 were residents of the Notre Dame Manor, and 6 were members of staff. All residents and staff were retested to confirm no negative cases before the official end of the outbreak was declared yesterday. Across Canada, COVID news is much more bleak. 5,500 new cases were reported yesterday across the country. The total active cases in Canada surpassed 45,000 yesterday. Ontario and Quebec each have over 11,000 active cases. Alberta and Manitoba have the next highest numbers, with over 8,000 and over 6,000 active cases, respectively. Worldwide, there are over 14.5 million active cases of COVID-19. More than half of those are in Europe, and one quarter are in the U.S. A note to listeners, the following stories mention sexual violence. Hundreds of people gathered in front of the Wallace McCain Student Center yesterday to voice their concerns over how the university handles reports of sexual assault on campus. Organizer Michelle Roy, along with a number of other speakers, addressed the crowd, one of the largest to gather for a protest in recent memory. It was Roy's Instagram post of last weekend, directly calling out Mount Allison University for its role in perpetuating sexual violence at the school, that set off the chain of events that led to Thursday's gathering.
People started flooding in with messages with their experience of sexual violence at Mount Allison. And I quickly realized the problem was so much bigger than I could have ever anticipated. And I want to take this moment to thank every single person who messaged me. Whether you wanted me to share your story or keep it between us, every single one of you guys made an impact. I keep saying I'm not the brave one here. You guys are. All I did was take a photo and post it on Instagram. It's you guys sharing your stories that light the fire of this movement.
Out of the hundreds of people in the crowd, CHMA was able to speak with some to hear their reasons for showing up. For some, the outpouring of stories of sexual assault had shocked them. For others, they had personal experience of either themselves or their friends affected by sexual violence. Here are some of those voices, and please be warned, some of them are painful to hear.
Hi, my name is Megan Elward. I'm a first year here at Mount Allison. My dad was actually an alumni of this school, and as a second generation Mount Allison student, I feel like it is my duty to hold this school accountable for its policies and make sure that there is change in case, let's say, my children want to go here or if anyone else, because this is a huge problem and we need to make change for the better.
My name is Lindsay Jackson, and I feel like a lot of things have already been said about how Mount A needs to speak up and Mount A needs to do better with their protection of their students and the institutions that they have created that are failing their students. But I also want this to be an example for every other university in the country, in North America, and in the world, because this is a problem at every single university. And that is not to say that it's not a huge problem at Mount A, because it is, but this needs to be an example for Dalhousie, which has extreme issues with sexual assault, and St. Evaques, and Acadia, and SMU, and Guelph, and Queens, every university, and they need to make a stand, and they need to stand up, and they need to acknowledge that they are not doing good enough.
Hi, my name is Allie McGinnis. One of the reasons why I was kind of compelled to come today is because I have not been personally sexually assaulted or raped, but I do know individuals who have, and I have friends who have undergone this type of pain. And I realize, like, the position it puts you in and how difficult it can be to speak up, especially when there isn't a lot of programs that you feel confident using. And I think it's important that no matter if you're a survivor or not, that you stand together and you, you know, speak up against, like, things you know, that we need to change. And I think that by the vast amount of students that showed up today, that it proves that there's a lot of compassionate people here who are striving towards a better system. Thank you.
My name's Amy Walker, and honestly, I'm amazed at the turnout today. I was here on support and on behalf of the Rose Campaign, which is a society on campus that advocates for the elimination of patriarchal and gender-based violence. So this is a really large cause for us and what we do on campus. So yeah.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
And how do you feel about how the day went, and what are your hopes for what's happening tomorrow, or what will come out of the university tomorrow?
The event was beyond what I expected. So many students came out, and a lot more than I expected. It's also really nice to see faculty and staff here as well to support students. I really hope that they do take our message clearly and more than just face value. Like I said in my speech, that their policy is there, but they don't follow through on it, and they need to. So that is my hope. And they need to meet demands. They can't let survivors go and not feel comfortable going to admin.
My name is Dr. Lisa Dawn Hamilton. I'm here because I teach about issues around sexual violence, and I also think that it's really important to take survivors seriously, and I want to support survivors. That's the main reason why I'm here today.
Obviously it's just a super important issue, and I think it's really good that there's so many people, like, at the university who are just so on the same page and just so supportive, and then, like, it's just so awesome to have students like Michelle who are just willing to use their platform and their voice to just really push for something really good, and that has affected so many people. And honestly, it's just not okay that this is still happening, and I'm really happy to be a part of something that's going to make a positive change.
So my name is Jenna Miller, and honestly, one of the main reasons why I think, like, a lot of people found it very important to come here today is just because, personally, I had no idea that this was such a big issue at this school. Obviously, I knew that it was a thing, like, that happened commonly across every university campus, but personally, I didn't know it was this big of an issue here. And this is where a lot of people call home now. This is where we come to learn, and it just changed how we look at things, and it changed our perspective and how safe we feel. Like, even just my friends and I were like, now, how are we going to proceed like this? Like, we need to change what we're doing, like, especially just when we have to change our safety and just make sure we're looking out for each other and our friends now. So it's just changed a lot of lives, and I'm happy we're bringing a lot of attention to it now.
My name is Lucy Newman, and I just pretty much like what she said. Like, I think it's amazing how all it takes is one person to really bring attention to something that, again, like, we didn't really know it was that big of an issue and, like, that deep into the history of our school. So I think that it's awesome that we can finally bring light to this and hopefully bring it to the attention of the university to a point where they are forced to change, because clearly what's been going on so far hasn't been working. So it's time to be putting policies in place that are actually going to make an effect and change things the way they're going now. So, yes.
Oh, I just wanted to say, too, like, I just think it's really good that, like, clearly, like, Mount Allison can see a lot of people are angry, and I feel like a lot of people feel like they've been pushed around a lot on this topic, and that's not going to happen anymore after this, I don't think, so that's good.
My name's Lauren Steele, and I found this very inspiring and encouraging to, you know, facilitate a change within not only, like, the school, but also athletics as well, because we're a part of the hockey team. So, you know, as a team, we wore our jerseys inside out for our game last night, because we don't support and stand with Mount Allison how they've been treating sexual violence here on campus. So, yeah, I think we're excited to see what they have to say and the change that will come.
So you guys are all on the hockey team?
Yeah.
Your friends from the hockey team?
Oh, yes.
So you wore your jerseys inside out last night?
Yeah, I did last night.
All these girls are part of the team, too. We've got some pretty good support going on. So.
Yeah.
It was an initiative that happened, I think, throughout the school by an upper year student on the basketball team that said, if practices are going on, we should not be proud of our logo right now at this time, where usually it's something we take a lot of pride in, and we always respect our logo in our school. At this time, we didn't feel like it was acceptable to do that, so we wanted to make a statement by doing that.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm here today because I lost too many friends to this. Every single time this happens, it's them that has to leave and not the people. And instead, we have to walk around and look at those guys that really... I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's just... We lose our friends because of them. And then we have to walk around and look at them. And we have to walk around and pretend that... We're okay with them being here, and then it's okay, and the school protects them.
Make me cry.
The school protects them and doesn't hold them accountable. No one holds them accountable, not even their friends. Their friends don't hold them accountable either. So we're here because we want change. We need that to change. We've lost too many friends. Too many women have been affected by this, and we need change. This is ridiculous. That's all.
Sorry, guys. We're happy. Obviously. We're happy you asked.
We're happy to be here.
Okay.
But it's frustrating that we have to.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a thing anymore.
Those were some of the people who showed up Thursday at Mount Allison campus to protest the university's handling of sexual assault and to draw attention to the prevalence of sexual violence being perpetrated among students. Please note that the Southeast Sexual Assault Crisis Center has a 24/7 crisis phone line available at 1-844-853-0811. Local MLA Megan Mitten was also in the crowd on Thursday. I asked her why she had decided to show up.
I wanted to show my solidarity with survivors of sexual violence, and I wanted to listen and learn more about what students are saying is happening and what they're calling for.
And have you seen a protest this big at Mount A in the past?
I'm not sure if I've seen one this big. I was very glad to see so many people attending and following all the COVID rules with wearing masks. But I think it's really important that so many people are showing up and saying, we believe you, we acknowledge that there's a problem, because that is one of the key things, is that until we acknowledge that there's a problem, then the appropriate actions won't be taken. And so I applaud the students and survivors who have centered this issue and have amplified the stories of survivors to ensure that this is what we're talking about today, and ensure that they're demanding accountability and justice. And I fully support those calls. That is needed, and it's very clear that the processes that have been in place have not been adequate. They have not been supporting students and not ensuring that justice is served. And so that needs to change, and I am hopeful that we will see that change.
Mount Allison Students Union President John Ferguson was also at the protests, speaking to the crowd on behalf of the union. He says he's confident that students have been heard.
Well, I think that, you know, if Mount Allison hadn't heard our voices already with everything that was going on social media, they certainly have today.
Someone mentioned to me they thought maybe this was one of the larger protests they've ever seen in their years at Mount A. What about you?
The only thing that's ever come close to this was the 2016-2017 Divest protests, where they were kind of camping out near the library, but that wasn't as big as this. This was the biggest gathering I've seen. And so, you know, obviously we're cautious about that from a COVID standpoint, but it does go to show how much students need, like, want to see change, and how much we're realizing, you know, the scale of this issue.
Now, Massey has issued a statement, and CHMA has written about that. What are you hoping to see from tomorrow's action plan coming from the Mount A administration?
Well, the first thing is that there needs to be an outside, a third party coming in and giving recommendations, assessing the situation. I really hope that Mount Allison commits to that. I have a feeling that they may, and so I'm looking forward to seeing the plan to make sure that's part of it, because obviously Mount Allison has shown that you know, internally, doing things completely internally isn't working right now. So this is a time where, as a community, we need somebody who knows, you know, what they're assessing and that maybe has had experience with other schools and other successes to come here and tell us what needs to be done here.
Awesome. Is there anything you want to add, John?
I mean, this is, you know, this has been a very difficult week for our whole community. And that's saying something. You know, it's 2020. And I'm still so proud, you know, to be a student in this community, right? And I, like I said earlier, a lot of people are asking this week, you know, should we be proud to be, you know, part of Mount Allison when the administration doesn't seem to, you know, care about the students because of all of this. But, you know, I'm confident that they've heard us and that they're going to change things. But most importantly, I'm proud of our community and of everyone that showed up here today, because this goes to show how committed we are to making sure that, you know, our health and the health of those after us and the students after that, physically and psychologically, is put first and foremost, and that this is going to become, one way or another, a safe campus, and we are going to make sure of that.
Michelle Roy is also hopeful that the university is on the cusp of substantial change. She says Thursday's protests made her feel heard and empowered. Before she handed over the mic, Michelle Roy challenged everyone in the crowd to take back their campus, but also to reflect on their own role in perpetuating violence and rape culture.
Today, we are here to take back our campus. We're here to take back the streets we walk in, the classrooms in which we learn, the libraries in which we study, and the residences we live, and the fields that we play on. Before I end this speech, I also want to take some time to reflect. Recently, I wrote a feminist manifesto for a class assignment, and thank you, Dr. Johnston, for that class assignment. I spent a lot of time reflecting, what does it mean for me to be a feminist? I came to the conclusion that a big part of being a feminist and a good activist is accepting that you may have been wrong at some point. I want to take this time for everybody to take some time during this protest and to reflect on the role that they have played in perpetuating rape culture on campus. Did you laugh at a bad joke? Did you not believe a survivor? Did you protect your friends or your teammates? The list could go on. I ask that you acknowledge the harm that you may have caused and take a role of someone who is dedicated to ending rape culture on your campus and all around you. I'm here to say to Mount Allison survivors, we believe you. Thank you.
Earlier in the week, Mount Allison University President Jean-Paul Boudreau promised students an action plan to tackle their concerns. Yesterday afternoon, a couple of hours after the protest wound up, he sent out an email to students outlining the initial steps the university will take. One of those steps had already been taken on Thursday. The website for Mount Allison's SHARE program, the Sexual Harassment and Assault Response and Education Service, is now offline and redirects to a page saying, quote, effective November 12, 2020, Mount Allison has entered into an agreement with Crossroads for Women, an independent organization based in Moncton, to provide support for survivors of sexual assault or partner violence. The university has also promised to hire a full-time person to lead sexual violence prevention and survivor support services at the school. Currently, the SHARE coordinator is a part-time position. Boudreau's letter says the school will establish a sexual violence prevention working group with student representation, and that a comprehensive third-party review of Mount Allison's sexual violence prevention model, resources, policies, and procedures will take place. I spoke with Dr. Boudreau on Thursday afternoon to find out more.
Dr. Jean-Paul Boudreau, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Erica. Thank you.
So, you know, we've had quite a day in Sackville and at Mount Allison with, I guess, what some people were saying is one of the larger protests they've seen in recent years at Mount Allison. Were you able to catch any of the protests or see any of the actions happening on campus today?
I have seen the actions happening on campus. I was not at the protests, Erica. I've always been with the students marching for climate change, for Black Lives Matter, for example. But today, I felt it was important for the students to have that clear voice to the campus. So I was not at the protests, but I was there with them in spirit.
Now, one of the things that has come up repeatedly in some of the stories and comments that have been posted online in the past week has been issues with Mount Allison's handling of sexual assault cases, and in particular the SHARE program. Now, I noticed that the SHARE program has been taken off the website or possibly discontinued and replaced with services from Crossroads for Women. Is that the case? Can you tell us what's happened there?
Well, first of all, let me say that my first priority, Eric, is with the safety and welfare of our students. And I've talked with the students. I've sat down with some of the students concerning who brought their concerns to me, and really appreciated them coming forward. And I really appreciated them speaking today on campus. Those voices are very strong and very compelling. Of course, some of the accounts are deeply concerning to me and to my team at the university. Sexual violence has no place on or off campus, so let's be really clear about that. And that's why we're going to work with students in partnership to address the problem. We're at an inflection point, meaning for me that this is a moment of change and action for the campus to bring about healing students for students in our community. With regards to the action plan, you see that we've made immediate support services available through Crossroads for Women, a very strong external group based in Moncton, who are well recognized and very, very well supported and in our community. So look forward to ensuring that support is a first point of contact for our students at Mount Allison starting from today going forward.
So one of the points in the action plan that you sent out today was that there would be a new full-time role. Can you tell us a bit about that? And would that person be replacing the services that Crossroads will start to provide as of today?
Well, Crossroads will provide service. That's an immediate point of action that we want to give to the campus community, to our students most importantly. And we are in discussion with other counseling services, including BreLove Counseling, for example, trauma-focused services, also a very strong organization. We want to provide the absolute best services we can give to our students here at Mount Allison University. Going forward, part of the action plan involves, as you know, the creation of a sexual violence working group composed of our students, faculty, experts, both internally and externally, and then a third-party review of our sexual violence prevention services. To your point, we are increasing staff resources starting this month, including a full-time position to support students with regards to sexual violence prevention. And there's going to be a transparent process that will involve our students to restore trust and create that reconciliation process as outlined in the action plan. So, it's premature to talk about exactly what the organizational structure will be going forward because we want to give the sexual violence working group and the third-party reviewers an opportunity to explore the entire policy, procedure, and ways in which we go about supporting our students. So that is why I'm committed on behalf of the university to a path forward without delay.
Right. Many posts came from, people this past week expressing that they felt Mount A was prioritizing the school's reputation over the health and safety of some students. Do you feel that Mount A as a small college is in a difficult situation when it comes to that? Do you see it as a particularly difficult hill to climb in terms of setting aside, reputation and building that safe campus?
Well, again, first priority is the safety and welfare of our students. So that's number one. We're a small residential-based university. We're very proud of our academic programs. We have a strong, well-recognized reputation in Canada and beyond. And we do really, really good work with regards to our services as well for our students. But clearly, in this case, we have fallen short. We recognize that, and we're sorry about that. That is why we're taking this immediate action to create action plan to support our students going forward. I hope that the university will be reviewed with regards to a response to this matter, and that's the reputation going forward that I believe will be important. How does the university respond? What are the actions? How substantive and meaningful are they? And I'm making a strong commitment here to the university community today on behalf of my colleagues and the Board of Regents that we are going to take a very strong, decisive plan forward as outlined today. And that will bring about the core structural changes that are needed, that are being asked for by our students.
We've seen sort of support services for survivors mentioned, as well as preventative measures. One of the concerns I think that I've read a lot is the process for adjudicating sexual assault cases, how we determine what the repercussions of a report of sexual assault will be. is that on the table? Do you think that the university will be changing the way, the process by which it figures out what to do when there is a report, like, and what the repercussions of? In other words, do you think people will start to be expelled with reports of sexual assault?
Well, first of all, there have been sanctions against you know, people who've you know, perpetrated these acts. Of course, confidentiality, of course, prevents us from making those details public. But again, sexual violence is unacceptable, period. The process that we've outlined today will look at the entire system, from policy to procedure to outcomes to sanctions. Everything is on the table. That is why we're bringing in a third-party external review to ensure that we get it right for our students, to ensure that first priority outlined at the outset, priority of safety and welfare for our students. We want a strong commitment. We want a procedure, a policy that we can be proud of. Clearly, we have fallen short, and we want to make the appropriate structural changes that will bring about the changes that our students and our community deserve.
That was Mount Allison University President Dr. Jean-Paul Boudreau. CHMA will continue to follow this story and aims to provide honest, solutions-focused coverage that respects survivors. If you have a story you want to share with CHMA, please get in touch at news@chmafm.com. Please note that the Southeast Sexual Assault Crisis Center has a 24/7 crisis phone line, available at 1-844-853-0811. That's it for the Tantramar Report for this Friday, November 13th. For story ideas, tips, or feedback, contact us at news@chmafm.com. To get local stories daily in your inbox, subscribe to the CHMA Daily Newsletter by scrolling to the bottom of any story on CHMA's community news page. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.